Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Today, joining me in the studio, I have two coaches. I have Aaron Routon, who is going to talk about high school wrestling, and we have Robbie Jarvel and special, very special guest, Olivia, who will tell us a little bit about swimming. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you.
Good. And you're the head coach of Sitka High Wrestling?
Yes, this is my second year in that position, and fortunate for us this year, we have a slew of volunteers that really help our kids out.
That's terrific. And you just recently had a tournament?
Yes, we went down to Petersburg this last weekend. It was our first tournament of the year, and our kids performed very well. And we're looking forward to tweaking a few things and coming back as a stronger team for this weekend.
And how long has the season been up and about?
Season has been running for about a month. And we have, it's a pretty quick season. We end in December. So we have about five meets that we're going to go to before the region meet.
Okay, so you went to Petersburg, scoped out the competition. How were your wrestlers feeling? Do they feel prepared? Do they need to work on some moves?
Well, the good thing about the first competition of the year is you get to see who's out there. And like any competition, it provides motivation. So kids are coming back from that, realizing what they need to do in order to beat the competition, in order to compete at the next level. So, you know, as practice has been going for around a month, it's great to wrestle each other and wrestle other coaches and, you know, that. But to see the competition really inspires a lot of kids to, hey, I really need to start working in practice, or I really need to pay attention to what my coaches are saying, or it just helps to refine people and keep them focused. So it was great.
And you have a pretty strong team this year.
We do. For the first time in years, we're having a returning state champion, Darren Davis, and he wrestled great this weekend. We also have a few others who are state contenders, too, who are looking not only at region titles, but they'd like high placing in state. So I'm very talented senior class this year, and looking forward to seeing our results in state this year.
And I wanted to mention, strong team, probably doing a lot of conditioning, a lot of practice. And I'm thinking about all the travel that the teams do. You probably went to Petersburg on a ferry?
We did. In fact, we were on the ferry for about 49 hours and in the town of Petersburg for only 38 hours. So there's a lot of bonding in there, but with all that travel, you really do need to take care of your bodies with sleep and the proper food and hydration and stuff like that.
And speaking of food, is that part of being a coach, talking about diet?
Oh, man. For wrestling, I know it gets a lot of bad rap about people cutting a lot of weight, but in general, it's healthy living. It's not cutting to a lower weight class. It's eating the right things in the right portions. And, you know, as Americans, often the portion sizes are a lot larger than we need. And, you know, the obesity rates in the U.S. are higher than other places. And so with our wrestlers, we don't stress necessarily cut to a lower weight class. We stress eating correctly, eating the right things. Don't eat things out of packages. Eat smaller amounts, but eat more often. You know, just general health things that help people feel better.
And that's a good message for anyone, whether it's a teen wrestler or actually maybe somebody on a swim team. We have little Olivia here catching up on her roughage by eating a board book. And I'd like to introduce Robbie Jarvel, who is the swim coach. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. What do you want to tell us about swim team?
We traveled to Juneau last weekend for an all-region meet. We're about 2 weeks out from the regional meet down in Ketchikan, and it was a good time. Kids, first time they've seen all the schools there at one venue, and it went very well.
And I'll ask you the same question. How's the morale after? I mean, kids have been training, they feel good, and they go see other kids. How do you keep the momentum up? I mean, are they not psyched out, or they're like, oh, we're stronger than we thought, and then sort of not work as hard?
No, I mean, I think, you know, that's my job, is to keep them at bay and working hard and moving forward. You know, it's pretty easy to humble a teenager, so it's not a...
You just let us behind the curtain there.
Yeah, you want them to have a swagger, but at the same time, you have to keep them in check. So, I mean, that's part of being a coach.
And with all the travel, are you trying to, I mean, is that really downtime for kids, or do you want to sort of keep them in the zone, whether on a plane or on the ferry, you know, sort of stay focused on you're going to a meet as opposed to that this is your downtime?
Yeah, you got to, you know, when we do get on those ferries and they're missing school, you know, you got to keep the grades up. And so there's a lot of homework time. There's, you know, you want that downtime. And when you get to a facility or you start a warm up or, you know, you have to be able to flip that switch and think about your competition. But yeah, on the ferries, you can't have them amped up, running around, ready to compete. You got to be able to turn that on and off. So it's all part of what we do.
And I guess I want to ask both of you, do you guys ever have athletes that try to do both, that try to wrestle and swim and play football? And who are these multi-talented kids? Maybe Aaron.
I think probably the crossover between running and swimming is stronger than running and, or I'm swimming and wrestling.
Yeah, because of the seasons together.
Yeah, we get a lot of crossover with football, not so much with swimming.
Yeah, in the past I've had kids that have done a cross-country season, and that gets out about, you know, their state's about a month before swimming state, and then there's kids that come out for the tail end of swimming after cross-country. But, yeah, with the way the seasons overlap with swimming and wrestling, that doesn't happen.
You ever afraid you're going to lose a wrestler to the swim team?
It hasn't happened yet.
Swim team? You afraid of losing?
No.
Yeah, that's why it's so friendly right here, right now. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Aaron Roten, who is the head coach of Sitka High Wrestling, and Robbie Gerville, head swim coach. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.